I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It is Friday, and we've been focused a lot this week on the war of words between President Trump and the regime in North Korea, words that have escalated tensions across the globe. We'll get back to that in a few minutes, but right now, let's pause the rhetoric and start with something else I think is worthy of global attention. The total solar eclipse coming up on August 21st. It will be spectacular. I guarantee it.
Watch it, watch it, watch it.
Oh, my God. That, oh, my God, was me back in 2006 watching a total solar eclipse in the Libyan desert. Unforgettable experience. And 10 days from now, millions of people will have the chance to experience something similar as the moon's shadow floats across the U.S. ever so perfectly from northwest to southeast. Eclipse chasers from all over the globe will gather along the so-called path of totality to see for themselves. There's one group of people, though, that feels left out of this event, the blind. The World's Carolyn Beeler has a story about one man trying to change that.
It sounds kind of like the beginning of a joke. How can someone who can't see experience an eclipse?
She asked me to describe what an eclipse is like, and I was caught completely flat-footed.
This is astrophysicist Trey Winter, who got this question from someone at a conference several months ago. So he told her how crickets can start chirping in the middle of the day during eclipses.
The reaction that she had was powerful, and I wanted to replicate that sense of awe and wonder to as many people as I could across the country.
So he set out to make something to help people hear and feel the upcoming eclipse.
So can we get out the app and have you...
In a conference room at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics in Cambridge, Winter pulls an iPad out of his messenger bag to show me his Eclipse Soundscapes app. He showed me its coolest feature.
Rumble map. Selected. Press to interact with Rumble map.
So, here we have an image of the eclipse.
There's a pitch black moon surrounded by faint sunlight. Brighter spots that astronomers call Bailey's beads shoot out on one side.
These are little shards of sunlight peeking around the moon. And as I touch the different features on the sun, you can hear the sound changing. And what we've done is we've interpreted this visual information, variations in light and dark and color, into sonic information.
The idea is to translate eclipse images into sound. Dark areas are quiet when you touch them.
And now I'm moving towards the Bailey's beads, so towards a brighter area. You can hear the intensity and the frequency changing. And now I'm going to hit the beads, which are these bright areas on the sun, and you'll hear a very dramatic change. Hear that?
The app also makes your phone or tablet vibrate faster and faster for brighter spots in the eclipse photos.
We managed to create frequencies that resonate with the body of the phone.
Audio engineer Miles Gordon worked on the app.
And so the phone is vibrating entirely using the speaker.
There are other tools for blind people to experience eclipses, like tactile maps and books, but Winter wanted to make something more interactive. Still, the blind colleague who first asked Winter about eclipses was skeptical of the idea.
The first time I heard that blind people were being asked to pay attention to the eclipse, I kind of laughed to myself and tried to contain my really dismissive reaction. It almost sounds like a joke.
This is Chancey Fleet, an accessible technology educator at a library in New York. She's trained to think beyond visuals, but says she still thought eclipses just weren't a thing for blind people.
But once again, nothing is ever just visual, really. And this just proves that same point again. I'm looking forward to experiencing it for myself and not just hearing or reading about it.
Fleet wasn't involved with developing the app, but astronomer Wanda Diaz-Merced was.
People will discover, oh, I can also hear this, and I can also touch it, see?
Diaz-Merced is also blind. She built her own computer program to turn visual data from telescopes into sound when she went blind in her late 20s. She hopes the app will get more kids who are blind interested in science.
So that is very, very, very important.
The app goes live today, but it's not the end of the team's project. Phase two is to crowdsource audio recordings of how people and wildlife react to this month's eclipse. The sound will go into a special database that's accessible to the blind. And that is the part of the project Diaz-Merced is most excited about.
What I do hope is that databases in science will use the model that Trey is using for us to have meaningful access to the information. And that perhaps through Trey's database, we will not be segregated.
That way, she hopes the legacy of Trey Winter's project to help blind people experience the eclipse lasts far beyond this summer. For The World, Carolyn Beeler, Cambridge, Massachusetts.
We'll be hearing a lot more about the eclipse in the days ahead. You can bet on that. And we want you and your eclipse experiences to be part of our coverage. Maybe you're road tripping to be in the path of totality on August 21st, or climbing to the top of a mountain to see it with your kids, or maybe getting out of your town to avoid all the umbrophile tourists. Tell us your eclipse plans, and we may put you on the radio, unless, of course, you'd prefer to stay dark. See what I did there? Anyway, call and leave us a voicemail at 877-406-6303. That's 877-406-6303. Or send a voice memo to eclipse@pri.org.